Good morning. It is now time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining me in the studios every single week from a different school in the Carbon School District, we are able to get a different teacher, someone in administration. Sometimes we even have students. Today, joining me in the studios, we've got Mr. Winfrey. How are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Mallory. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm excited to have you in the studios. This is a really busy time of the year. It seems like after Christmas break, all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait. We're on the downside slope, and there's still a lot of things we need to do.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is the time of year where we're really looking towards the end, so we're getting prepared. I mean, you know, you'd like to say we have a few months to go, but it'll come fast, and the teachers and the students are just working at a furious pace to get ready.
Yeah, for sure. You know, parent-teacher conference is this week, and we were just talking about how kids in the Carbon School District did not have school on Monday. Well, we've got another long weekend coming up next weekend as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So Monday last week on the 5th was a professional development day. State legislature gives these teachers an opportunity to be in school on a day where the students aren't there, that they can get some professional development and improve their practice. Coming up for Castle Heights, our parent-teacher conferences start Monday the 12th at 1:30 and also on Tuesday the 13th. So for parents, if you haven't had a chance to sign up for parent-teacher conferences, there's actually a link on our school's website. We use an online sign-up service called Sign Up Genius. You can click on the link for your student's teacher. You can select the time you want to sign up. There's nothing assigned to you. You pick an empty slot, you put your name in it, and you're ready to go. But because all the schools are doing parent-teacher conferences and teachers are staying beyond contract hours, sometimes until 7 or 8 o'clock at night, then the state gives them Friday off as a way of compensating for the extra time. So that week on Friday the 16th, there's no school, and then it follows back-to-back with President's Day on Monday the 19th. So 4-day weekend for students and teachers coming up the next weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. And then don't forget, since Monday is no school, Tuesday will be early release. So don't forget. I always forget about that.
Yeah. Monday the 19th, no school. And Tuesday the 20th would be the early release day. Yep.
Right. Well, tell me a little bit about some of the different clubs that you've got going on. I love the fact that you guys have implemented this throughout the district, and I'm blown away at how many kids take advantage of this program.
Yeah, we have our archery program going on, and actually the state archery tournament is this weekend on February 10th. So in fact, our kids are over this morning. Our teams are in shooting. Castle Heights, we have about 42 kids on our archery team, fourth and fifth grade students, which is a lot. There is also an archery team with Sally Morrow. I know Mont Harmon has an archery team. Bruin Point is getting an archery team. Wellington, Creekview, I believe, is talking about getting an archery team going as well. So this Saturday, we'll take all of our students up to Salt Lake. It always coincides with the Outdoor Expo at the Salt Palace. So they give the archery teams in the state a huge conference room. There is probably 100 kids shooting all at one time. It's an incredible event. Last year, Castle Heights, that was the first year we had competed, and we finished 6th in the state this year. Right now, looking at our scores that our students have, we're looking to finish significantly better. Now, the cool thing is, last year, I know Mont Harmon qualified for the state, or for the national tournament, excuse me, and went all the way to Kentucky. Well, I've been informed that they are planning on doing a Western National here in Salt Lake City. So if our students qualify or if our teams qualify, we will not have to go to Kentucky this year to compete in Nationals. It'll be right here in Salt Lake.
That is incredible. And how cool is that for all of these schools throughout the entire country that will be coming here to participate?
Yeah, it'll be amazing. So we're really excited about that. And, you know, this is a big thing to allow elementary students to participate in these kinds of extracurriculars, because usually, you know, it's city league teams, it's club traveling teams, it's rec league teams, but to have something where they represent the school, and Castle Heights, they get, you know, camo shirts with school logos on them and all archery stuff, and it really gives them a sense of pride. And we're preparing them for Mont Harmon, which has a team, and potentially even Carbon High School if they have a team down the road.
Right. So exciting. And I love the fact that it's just kind of things are evolving.
Yeah.
And school isn't just about math and English. And I mean, there's so much more now. And the way that technology is kind of coming in play as well, it's just really cool to see how excited these kids are. And they're loving to learn these new things.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things that, you know, we have to focus on as educators, as life skills. We have to prepare these kids and teach them life skills, things that they can use beyond just the math and the science and the reading. And that's our focus. That's what we do all day. Obviously, that's what we're trained as. But we know that for a lot of our students, you know, they're learning how to, you know, get along with other people. They're learning how to communicate. They're learning hard work and work ethic and all those kinds of things through elementary and middle school and high school years. So it puts a lot of pressure on teachers to make sure that they're preparing kids and on schools to provide programs and, facilities to be able to teach those things.
Oh, absolutely. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to mention this morning?
We've just gotten done with our mid-year assessments. All the schools have. And one of the things that we've really been focusing on at Castle Heights is something that's called growth mindset. And we've really been trying to help our kids understand that while proficiency is a goal, not all students are going to reach proficiency. We want our students focused on growth and making sure that they grow regardless of where they start. So what we do is we take their beginning of year scores, then we've just done our mid-year assessments, and we sit down with each student one-on-one, and we look at the individual areas that they grew in. And it might be in phonics, it might be in fluency, it might be something to do with math or science, but they look at those individual areas that they've grown in, and then they set goals for themselves. How much do you think you can grow? First part of the year, you grew this many points. Now, what do we want to set a goal for? Let's stretch a little bit, but keep it realistic. The idea is we want all of the students to understand that growth means learning.
Right.
It's not about whether or not they can be proficient. It's not about SAGE scores and whether you're a 3 or a 4. But if you started low and you grew a lot, you've learned. And I've seen it in my years as administrator. We have a lot of students who come in extremely low. And they grow a ton. They don't reach proficient, but they grow a tremendous amount. We have students who start off the year proficient. They end the year proficient, but they barely grew at all. So we're trying to focus all of our students on this idea of growth mindset, individualized goals that they can shoot for towards the end of the year so that they can really show that they've been learning.
Right. And I think that is such a huge success when you're able to get a child to kind of understand that they're not like the other person sitting in their class. They're not like any of them. Everyone is individually learning differently, and figuring that out and tapping into that, it's huge. And again, that goes back to the teacher's ability to kind of adapt and change.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not a competition against the other kids. And a lot of times, especially with these national normed tests that all of us have to take, it becomes a competition. My class versus your class, or you versus me, or schools versus schools. But the reality is, the only person they have to compete against is themselves. Set those individualized goals and then work towards achieving those goals. It doesn't matter what the other students do. We want our kids focused on what they can do and what they can accomplish on their own.
Absolutely. And I think that's something that goes kind of across the board for the entire Carbon School District.
Absolutely.
Every teacher or administrator that I talk to kind of has that same view. You know, we're going to take this case by case, and we are going to get this child to succeed on whatever level it takes for them. So very, very encouraging things going on in the Carbon School District. And I'm loving the chance to get to chat with everybody every single week. We have somebody different from the Carbon School District. So thanks so much for coming in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mallory.
That has been another Castle Country Focus. Castle Heights Principal, Mr. Winfrey. You are listening to Castle Country Radio Stations. You can find more information on this interview and additional interviews by heading on over to our website, castlecountryradio.com.